I call the 93rd Senate session of the Associated Students to order here Wednesday, December 10th, 2025 at 5:32 p.m., convening both in the written Latin Senate chambers and via Zoom. Moving on to agenda item 2, compliance with Nevada open meeting law. Was the agenda posted 3 full working days by 9 a.m., not including the meeting date? It was. Agenda item 2B, is the meeting taking place on the day of the week, month, day, year, month, or day, year at the time and location listed on the agenda? It is. Agenda item 2C, is the Zoom link working and available to public? It is. That being said, moving on to agenda item 3, Pledge of Allegiance and Land Acknowledgement. Please stand. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing for the land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada is situated on the traditional homelands of the Northern Paiute, Washoe, Western Shoshone, and Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. You may now be seated. Alrighty. Moving on to agenda item 4, the secretary now call the roll, please.
Speaker Ackland.
Present.
Senator Atkinson.
Present.
Senator Barris.
Present.
Senator Barjois.
Present.
Senator Bolander.
Absence excused.
Senator Burroughs.
Absence excused.
Senator Calderon.
Present.
Senator Castro.
Present.
Senator Dayton.
Present.
Senator DeBarger.
Present.
Senator Evans.
Present.
Senator Huang.
Present.
Parliamentarian Issa.
Present.
Senator Kitch.
Present.
Senator Custard.
Present.
Senator Lawson.
Present.
Senator Lucchese.
Present.
Senator McAndrews.
Present.
Senator Micelli.
Present.
Speaker Pro Tempore Moss.
Present.
Senator Potter.
Present.
Senator Radke.
Present.
Senator Saporito.
Present.
Senator Villa. A quorum is present.
Alrighty, thank you. Moving on to agenda item 5, adoption minutes. There are no minutes to be approved of at this time. Seeing none, moving on to agenda item 6, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? I'll have Rena, and then you can go. And then please state your name and position for the record.
Hi everyone, Chief Justice Rena Arneson for the record. I just have a resignation letter to read from our Senior Associate Justice Tristan Lawrence. Good afternoon, Rena, and who it may concern. I would like to formally state that my last day will be December 17th. Thank you all, Tristan Lawrence.
All right, thank you. All right, you can go next, yeah.
Thank you very much for the time before you today. My name is Matt Nees, and I'm the Dean of the Honors College here at the University of Nevada, Reno. I have to confess that being here is sort of an emotional moment for me on two fronts. Number one, because student government played such a huge role in my own development. As a matter of fact, I would venture to say that it had not been for my involvement as a member of our student government as an undergraduate, I probably would not have the job that I currently have. So I congratulate all of you for your motivation, your initiative, and for all the hours that you put into your respective roles. I also come here with a little bit of sentimentality because last time I was in this room was 4 years ago when a colleague and I were speaking to this body about the possibility of a senator seat for the Honors College. Of course, there's a little bit of irony now that not only is there a senator seat for the Honors College that has been very competently filled by one of your colleagues, but we stand at the precipice of potentially having another Senate seat for this college. So I want to thank all of you again for your support and for all the things that you do in the spirit of intercollege collegiality. But really, the main reason that I'm here today is because I want to thank all of you very much because this body, in a very expeditious and unanimous way, supported a resolution last week at your meeting in support of a new Honors College student fee. And you did that very quickly, and you did that in an overwhelming gesture of support for an important initiative to our college, and you did it in time for the Board of Regents meetings that happened last week. As many of you know, this particular agenda item got moved to the January special session, so it was not discussed by the board, but I want to tell you that from my perspective, what you did was nothing short of remarkable, and it's incredibly appreciated by my college and by all of the people who have worked so hard over the last 2 years to bring that agenda item for the force. Thank you very much for that. And finally, as a show of gratitude, I have a small gift. Some of you who are already Honors College students may have one, but please, if you do not have it, or even if you do, take one of these, pass it along, and then once you're done with it, you can feel free to give this little bag back to Senator Kitch. So thank you again very much for your support, for all that you do on behalf of student leadership, and all that you did last week in support of the Honors College. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Go ahead.
Hello, everyone. Justin Berger, for the record. Hello, everyone. Justin Berger, for the record, Assistant Director from the Center for Student Engagement. It's also been a minute since I've been at the table, so I'm glad that I'm bringing also some happy news to y'all. One of the projects that the CSC Front Desk staff has been working on for the last week is having some stress-relieving activities around in the CSC for the next week. So now that we'll have some slime-making kits, some bracelets and things like that out for y'all for your classwork. So as you go into this next week, if you need a spot to relax and rest, come in and enjoy some of those. And then also, I know y'all put out some food tonight, and we added to that from the CSC like prep day event that we had earlier today. So feel free, that food's for everyone, so go ahead and enjoy it. And thanks y'all for what you've been doing.
All right, thank you. Any other public comment at this time? Go ahead.
Thank you, Speaker Ackland. Luis Aguilar, Red Associate Director, for the record. Dear Senators, I want to commend Senator Burris and Senator Zaffarito for their joint resolution on non-professional degrees and presentation to the Faculty Senate. Thank you for speaking up for the unheard and for those who are not at the table. As we wrap up the semester and reflect on proposed legislation, consider how ASU and competitor service students, what improvements should be made in student representation, policy, and communication. And how does the proposed legislation contribute to the greater good of all students at UNR? During today's Senate Faculty Senate meeting, Chair Jennifer McCondon shared that a wolf sculpture will be installed at the walkway near the new business building. She challenges you to a naming competition, so be creative. For our graduating leaders, I wish you all the best in your future endeavors. Please stay in touch and let me know how I can support your future goals. For our continuing leaders, eat healthy, get sleep, and I wish you all the best in your finals. And for those who celebrate, happy holidays and happy new year. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment at this time?
All right, and then now we can resume correction.
No, but still use the mic.
Okay, still use the microphone. Alrighty. Hi everyone. I just want to take a moment to say goodbye during the public comment section, since we're not doing reports, to two of our value cabinet members, both of whom are wrapping up this semester to do big and great things. Our Director of Wellness, Emily Homan, who is graduating this semester. She's going to continue doing wonderful things in the adult world, just as she has done for this association at our university. Emily is a seasoned veteran of AAC Men in the best way possible, along with Speaker Ackland, two of the seasoned veterans of the association. She has been in this association's and seen its growth in many different ways and has gained immense experience through her work across different departments. Most of all, she has shown a strong dedication to the Department of Wellness. Emily, thank you for ensuring our students feel supported in all the different dimensions of wellness. This association is better because of your time, care, and compassion, and thank you for brightening every single room. And then our Director of Ethics and Compliance, Caleb Oster, will be studying abroad in Spain, so bon voyage. Or how do you say that in Spanish?
I have no idea.
We'll find out. We'll
transform.
Yeah. Does anyone know? Yeah. Well, we'll get some tips for later on. We'll get some tips. And then, so Mr. Oster is one of the youngest members to serve on the President's Cabinet as a director. And so this year was a challenging one, especially with the intricacies of Nevada open meeting law. Yet Director Oster stayed steady and resilient and supported the association through a significant phase of growth. As a common thoughtful figure, he's done a wonderful job, and we hope he has a great time in Spain. And we hope to see him serve the University and Association in the future. Another shout out I would like to give is to Senators Maselli, Custer, and Lucchesi. Thank you for your service, gentlemen. We wish you all the best of luck as you get closer to finishing school and do big things in the world. Round of applause for them. Wow. And then Senator Maselli, thank you for your outstanding leadership as Chair of Budget and Finance. You consistently set the tone for thoughtful discussion and ensured our discussion reflected responsibility and respect for our students' resources. And then as we wrap up the semester, I cannot wait to see everyone's wonderful faces once again this spring. Just remember, our service continues, and we should also use our winter break to keep changing this university for the better. We do get paid during winter break, but at the same time, make sure to go spend some time with some family. And there's so much to be proud of, but also so much more to be done. So happy holidays and good luck on finals. After all of this, please join us to have some snacks for a mini reception inside of the Center for Student Engagement. It's really just an opportunity for all of us to celebrate, and the Center for Student Engagement also had some leftover stuff from one of the activities it did this afternoon, so there's plenty to go around for everyone. But with that being said, I guess no questions because it's public comment, but all right, thank you guys.
All right, thank you. Any other public comment at this time? Please state your name and position for the record.
Are we using mics?
Yes, please.
Director Roman for the record. Hi, Senators. I hope you're all doing well. As Carmina said a little bit earlier, I'll be stepping down from my position as the Director of Campus Wellness. I am graduating this winter with a bachelor's degree in environmental engineering, and I will be staying at UNR to pursue my master's in business starting in the spring. Though it's the end of my time here, it's just the start for another director of campus wellness. I first met Lauren, my assistant director, when she was an intern for the Department of Campus Wellness. She's passionate, organized, and creative when it comes to promoting wellness. I've seen her grow over the last year into an amazing leader and advocate for wellness on campus. She has been leading our interns and planning SSW week while also balancing extracurricular activities and work. I know she would do an amazing job in the director role. Before I go, I just wanted to express my gratitude to all of you who have made my last year in ASUN so special. Walking into the ASUN internship 4 years ago, I would have never imagined standing here being a director of an executive department. I have learned so much about this university, the association, and made so many amazing friends along the way. Sorry. I'm so proud to have served in ASUN for the last four sessions, and I've learned so much from the three departments I've been a part of. I've been a part of so many amazing events and initiatives over my time here, and I feel like I have impacted wellness in a great amount. I'm grateful to President Agbabat and VP McNamara, and all of you senators for trusting me with this role and allowing me to flourish within the department. I'm also grateful for Dio Tesca and Chief of Staff Dietrich for all the support they have provided me and the rest of the cabinet. I also wanted to thank Director Lee, who I've been able to collaborate with and grow personally as a leader within and outside of ASUN. I can't wait to see all the amazing things you guys do next semester. It's clear you are all passionate about your role here and represent the students you want. If you have any other questions, I'm still here, so let me know and reach out. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment?
Director Rose, for the record, I don't have any prepared statement, but I just want to come up here and say thank you to a few people. Thank you, Carmi and Ethan, for all the opportunities you gave me this year. Thank you, Raina, for giving me my first opportunity as a judicial intern. Thank you to all the cabinet members for working with me, and thank you to all of you for keeping a professional mindset when we dealt with some things that were a lot. So thank you, guys. And
thank you. Any other public comment? Alrighty. With that being said, moving on to agenda item 7, receipts and petitions and correspondence to the Senate. With that being said, I am seeking a motion to approve agenda item 7A through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Speaker Pro Tempore Moss. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Parliamentarian Issa. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? With that being said, that receipt has been approved. Alright. Moving on to agenda item 8, reports of ASUN officers. Does anybody have a report at this time? Okay. I did have one report that was sent in to me by Director Krentz. It reads as follows. Hello, Senators. Nothing much to report on my end. Act the KC happened yesterday, and it was a success. A huge shout out to the programming interns for planning a great event. Here are a list of the welcome back events one more time. On January 20th, it is Soup for Success from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the KC Rotunda. The 21st of January is PAC Exchange from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. in the KC Breezeway Rotunda. January 23rd, coffee crawl from 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. in the KC Rotunda. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out. Like I said, nobody has a report? Cool. Moving on to agenda item 9, reports of Senate committees. We're just going to go down the list. The committee had met with oversight, and I'd spoken with practically all of the chairs, so I got a brief update on how your guys' committees have gone over the semester, you know, your hopes, your dreams of everything you guys have been able to accomplish. So if you guys just want to give a brief kind of, my committee was great, my committee sucked. I mean, I hope nobody's committee sucked, but, you know, if you want to say that, go ahead, free speech and all. But just kind of give an update on how your committee went over the semester, maybe some highlights that you've been able to accomplish over the semester as chair, or when your last meeting was, of course. So starting off with the Committee on Academics and Student Affairs, Senator Kitsch.
One moment that I really enjoyed was when we made about roughly 19 edits, I want to say, to Senator Issa's PAC AI bill. I think that was the day that I got my share stripes. So yeah, go ASA.
Lovely, thank you. Moving down to the Committee on Budget and Finance, Senator Maselli.
Hi everyone. Budget and Finance met for the last time this semester last week. It was good, we finished all of our financial reviews. And I think overall the semester was super productive. My biggest takeaway, I think, is just how much you can learn and how much I learned even as chair about the association. And I would encourage everyone to, even if you're not on the committee, just go to a budget and finance meeting, because you really get to see all the ins and outs of each account, each department. I think elections will be happening the first meeting of Senate next semester. So if anyone has any questions for me at all about presentation material or anything, I'm super happy to help. I'll still be around. But thank you to my committee for being so great. That's all.
Alrighty, thank you. Moving down our list to the Committee on Democratic Civic Engagement, Parliamentarian Issa.
Good evening, Senators. The committee met for the last time this semester on Friday, December 5th. Where we passed our first ever piece of legislation, which we will see at our January 21st meeting, I believe. Overall, I think the committee this semester has been fantastic. Everyone has been so engaged in our committee, and we did the PAC in Action event for the first time in ASU and CSE's history. We got over 100 freshman students to turn out to that event, and one thing that I learned about democratic civic engagement was about how much it is intertwined with so many other issues on campus. Volunteerism goes hand in hand with food insecurity, goes hand in hand with SSW, among other things. So one of my main goals for the next semester would be greater collaboration with other committees and other departments in ASUN, including the Department of Government Affairs. I look very forward to what we're going to do next semester. So thank you very much to everyone on the committee for making this such a great semester for me and everyone else in the Senate. So, yeah.
Lovely, thank you. Moving down to the Committee of Ideas, Senator Castro.
And to my committee members, I ask that you please fill out your committee at your New York committees. And for our semester review, I have to say that I'm incredibly proud of everyone who chose to join it, despite the fact that it wasn't very popular at first. We went from a committee struggling to make quorum to a committee that's now filled all its ladies on positions, which is an achievement considering that even last year, my old mentor, my old Senator Castro, was the committee chair. That was something that we very much struggled to do. So I want to say I'm thankful for that and very proud of you guys for stepping up and advocating on this. So just thank you.
Alrighty, thank you. Moving down to the Committee on Government Operations, Senator Bolander sent in his report. It reads as follows. Good evening, everyone. I'm sorry I'm not able to be with you all tonight as I had a prior commitment with my fraternity. The Committee on Government Operations met yesterday, Tuesday, December 9th at 3 p.m. We were able to favorably recommend three pieces to the table tonight. We also finished our initial skim of the SAS and will begin drafting the big legislation piece to amend all of the changes that we have been working on since July. With that said, it has been a pleasure serving with you all this year, and I'm looking forward to the spring semester. Happy Dead Day, good luck on finals, and have a great holiday break, everybody. Alrighty. Moving down to the Committee on SSW, Senator Barris.
Sarah Barris for the record. Hi guys, SSW was not able to meet last Friday due to us not meeting quorum. For those of you who sit on my committee, please vote the one to meet ASAP so we can figure out meeting time for the spring semester. I'm currently working on a calendar tentative to what we're gonna be planning for, so stay tuned for that. I look forward to picking up next semester. Please keep in contact with the liaisons over break and come to our next meeting. It's been a pleasure being your chair for the last month.
Alrighty, thank you. Moving down our list to the Special Committee on Food Insecurity, Senator Saporito.
Hello everyone. Short story short, I think Dodie's initiative from last session has been one successful so far. It's been a great pleasure serving in the Special Committee, reaching out to organizations both internally and externally. We're excited to come back next semester even stronger than this one, planning events with programming and possibly the Department of Sustainability, reaching out to Nevada Dining, and finally reaching out to our Nevada State Senators and Assembly members. If you guys are in the committee, just send out a when to meet, so please let me know when you're available. But besides that, that's pretty much everything.
All right, thank you. And then I'll ask the same of the speaker, pro tempore, and the parliamentarian to do the same as well. Give a kind of update maybe on how your semester has gone as parliamentarian or speaker pro tempore. Anything you'd like to add, comment, suggest, anything like that for next semester, floor is yours. Starting off with parliamentarian Issa.
I feel like my this session as parliamentarian has been pretty uneventful, just given the job duties of the position as of right now. But I feel like I've done my role as a member of Senate leadership in getting all of you up to speed in terms of what does putting in legislation, how to write good legislation, how to follow Robert's Rules of Order, as well as, of course, the Amendments Guide, which as of right now, I believe is the last project I'm working on as parliamentarian thus far. So more projects may be coming in the future should the need arise, but I feel like my term as parliamentarian thus far has been very successful. And again, the door is always open for anyone at this table to come and speak to me regarding any matters with Senate or legislation or anything like that.
All right, thank you. Speaker Pro Tempore Moss, go ahead.
One last time, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. I am so happy with the work that has been done this semester. I'm insanely proud of our interns. I think they've all done such an amazing job, and they've done such fantastic work, not only in their internship cohort, but with you, their mentors. And I couldn't have asked for better senators to act as their mentors as well. You guys have done such a good job that half of them have already drafted legislation, half of them are already working on initiatives, and I'm so excited to see where that goes. We have an intern piece on the floor tonight, which is very exciting. And so I'm very happy. I'm very excited to see what they do next. I'm glad that we've all made such good connections with them and just served as a mentor and a friend to all of them. I think with that, it helps increase our retention rate. And I think at least 50% of the interns, I think it's closer to 75, will be filing to run for the Senate next semester, which is a very big achievement. So I'm very excited, and I can't wait to see what they do next semester. So if you have any questions, please let me know. Please continue to message your intern over the winter break. Don't let that relationship go cold just because we're celebrating the holidays. Also, 5:30 p.m. this Friday in the CSE lobby, I cleared this with Luis. We're gonna do our Christmas party, as I've put in the chat. Our senators that will no longer be senators at the time, you are invited, so please come if you can. But I'm working on the budget right now, so I kinda need a head count if you're going to come. So just, I'll probably send a message later in the Teams and thumbs it up. I'm very excited. That's our last hurrah with the interns until we go on break. So yeah, if you're on the Committee on Budget and Finance, please fill out the when to meet. Only three of us have done it, including myself. So please fill it out. Thank you guys. And once we get done with this meeting, have a wonderful winter break.
All right, lovely. Real quick, before I give my speaker report and my Committee of Oversight report, I just want to thank you both. I'm not going to get too shabby, but thank you guys both for sitting to my right and my left. I couldn't have been the speaker I am today without you guys, so thank you guys. Alrighty, my speaker report pretty much reads as follows. We have our first meeting back in the spring semester on January 21st, so that means if you have any pieces of legislation you would like to be seen on the table for first reading, or maybe for second reading, something that may be passed already through committee, that final date of when I will be agendizing is January 15th at 5:30 p.m. Again, that is January 15th. So if you have any pieces of legislation you would like to be seen on the agenda for the first meeting back, please send it to me by that point. At that first meeting back, I know it's going to be our first meeting back, it sucks, but I'm taking this opportunity because all of our terms end in mid-April, and we're going to blink and it's going to be here. So I want to get the seats that are unfortunately not going to, or the senators who are not going to be here, Senator Maselli and Senator Lucchese, we're going to try and get your guys' seats filled. Oh, and Senator Custer, my apologies. Didn't see you all the way down there. We're going to try to get your guys' seats filled as soon as we get back. I'm going to try and get science and business filled. The first meeting we have back, and along with that too, we will have budget and finance chair elections. So if anybody's interested in running for chair of budget and finance, please have your presentation submitted to me by January 15th at 5:30 p.m. Okay? Alrighty. And then also for that meeting back, just to give you guys a rough idea of how that meeting is going to look a month in advance, we do have four pieces for second reading. As of right now, I probably will have maybe one or two more pieces and probably a couple referrals to committee. So I know it sucks. Our first meeting back is going to be a little longer than I would have hoped for, but that's the reality. So yeah, and then if we do fill that science seat and that business seat and Senator Custer seat, that still leaves two engineering seats open. And that only leaves, well, if we fill Senator Custer's seat, that only leaves the new appointee and Senator Lawson as the College of Engineering Senator. So if you guys know anybody who is a engineering student or anybody in that college interested at all, maybe, tell them to reach out to me and I'd be more than happy to talk to them to give them a brief overview of the job that you all do and everything like that. So if you know anybody, please feel free to reach out to them and have them reach out to me back. In regard to my oversight report, the Committee of Oversight met this Monday at 6:30 p.m. We reviewed oversight from two periods. You guys did pretty good outreach. During my 2 years when I was a senator, outreach was a little dicey sometimes, but during this session, I think you guys all have really, really good outreach. I'm very impressed with a lot of you. You guys go, a lot of you go above and beyond, and you write a lot more than, frankly, we need to hear, but I love to see it. I love having you guys be able to write everything that you need to. It's always nice to see and see that you guys put in a lot of hard work, a lot of hours, and a lot of time. So I truly appreciate that. The only thing I will say in regards to notes that the committee found in regard to how you guys can tweak your outreach next semester was in regard to legislation. Was very prominent in regard to outreach, which is great. I love having you guys write legislation, but it cannot be like the only thing that you guys do for 2 weeks. You guys got to diversify your outreach a bit. Meet with your colleges, meet with your deans, meet with constituents, volunteer at an event, table, talk with me if you want to talk about outreach, and I can give you a bunch of ideas. But legislation should not be the only thing that you guys are working on in 2 weeks. And then also, I know some of you are in clubs and stuff like that. Please also differentiate if you are a club member or representing as a senator, because there's a little bit of confusion. So please try to differentiate and label that correctly. But other than that, throughout the semester, you guys have done really good outreach. The only people who we, I guess, had discrepancies in outreach were unfortunately Senator Packer and Senator Moore, who are no longer here with us. But those over the course of since the session has started have really been the only two senators that the Committee of Oversight has had to talk to, or at least I have had to talk to personally. So really good job, you guys. You guys have done really amazing outreach. I'm really proud of you guys. You guys are doing a lot of amazing things. It's always good to see what you guys are doing. So yeah, keep up with the good work, and hopefully that momentum springs in the spring semester. I know a little some of you will get a little bit of burnt out. I get it, but we're almost there. We got one more semester left, 3 months and some change, so keep and hold in there. Any questions regarding my speaker report or my oversight report? Alrighty, I will move on to the points memo, and it reads as follows, as updated by yesterday. Atkinson with 2 points, Bardwaj with 2.3 points, Bolander with 2 points, Huang with 3 points, Lawson with 1.3 points, Lucchese with 2 points, McAndrews with 2 points, Maselli with 1 point, and Villa with 1 point. If you guys have any questions or discrepancies or you believe I've made a mistake, I am human, please reach out to me and I'm more than happy to explain why I believe you were assigned the points as given. And I'm more than happy to correct it and make sure nobody has any points. I'd love for nobody to have points, but that's all right. Any questions regarding points, speaker report, oversight, anything like that? Cool. Alrighty. With that being said, moving on to agenda item 10, reports of Senate secretaries. Do you guys have any?
No. Yeah.
With that being said, moving down to agenda item 11, motions to fast track appointments. With that being said, I'm seeking a motion to fast track agenda item 11A through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Senator Calderon. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Barris. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? With that being said, that nominee has been fast tracked. Alrighty, moving down to agenda item 12A, approval of appointments of senators and ASUN officials. Alrighty. So how this is going to work, where are you? There you are. You'll have 10 minutes to present, 5 minutes of questions. I can't imagine anybody's going to have really riveting questions to ask you, but I got to give senators the opportunity. So that's how this is going to work. And then you are more than entitled to stay due to NRS, but that's how this is going to go. Yeah.
What you're saying,
go ahead.
All right. Senators, it is my absolute honor with Vice President McNamara to nominate Ms. Sosa to the position of Director of Campus Wellness. Ms. Sosa brings with her deep familiarity with the department, where she has developed strong knowledge of its intricacies and meaningful connections across campus. She previously interned for outgoing Director Homan and former Director Guerrero, and later served as Assistant Director of Wellness. Not only does she have the qualifications, she also has a clear vision for the future. Ms. Sosa already has ambitious plans for SSW Week and intends to further elevate the department's connections, community partnerships, and programming. We're incredibly excited to see Ms. Sosa's energy, thoughtfulness, and creativity to continue to grow as a leading face of this association.
All right. You guys have a timer?
Yep.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Hi, everyone. It's nice to see all of you again. My name is Lauren Souza, and I'm presenting as a candidate for the director of campus wellness position. I just want to start by sharing a little bit about myself. I'm currently a sophomore majoring in criminal justice and minoring in biology, and I'm also working on getting my forensic science certificate. I'm originally from Henderson, Nevada, and outside of academics, I'm a member of Pi Beta Phi. I've played soccer for a little over 10 years. I absolutely love music and concerts. But something that has been consistent in every chapter of my life, whether that be in school, sports, or student leadership, it's my passion for wellness and supporting others. For the past semester, I've been the assistant director for the Department of Campus Wellness, and before that, I was in ASUN as an intern in the wellness team. These roles gave me real experience planning events, managing logistics, collaborating with other departments, and learning what wellness support actually looks like on campus. Before UNR, I also served as a student body vice president in high school and as a Hope Squad representative, where I learned about mental health, peer support, and suicide prevention. All of these have taught me how to focus on experiencing, how to listen, and how I lead. And then I also have learned to understand how challenges, what students' challenges face. Throughout all of these roles, I've learned one main thing, and it's that wellness isn't one-dimensional. Students need support emotionally, physically, academically, socially, and in so many other dimensions. And they need it in ways that feel accessible and judgment-free. Now, I want to take a second to talk about why wellness matters, especially on the UNR campus. College comes with a lot of pressures, constant transitions, big decisions, and a lot of responsibilities. Students balance jobs, classes, finances, relationships, identity, and their own expectations. And when we don't talk about wellness or provide real support, all of that can easily become overwhelming. But when students do feel supported, everything changes. They become more confident, more connected, and they're more likely to succeed academically. My goal is to help create a culture at UNR where taking care of your students caring of yourself isn't an afterthought, but it's something that's normal, encouraged, and celebrated. If I'm chosen as the director, my mission is to help create a space on campus where students feel more comfortable prioritizing all aspects of the 8 dimensions of wellness without guilt or pressure. I want to support programs and conversations that remind people that it's okay to slow down, ask for help, and to take care of themselves in a way that works for them. My vision for the Department of Wellness would be to imagine a campus where taking care of your mind and body is seen as a strength and not a chore. I want wellness to feel accessible, supportive, and real, and not just something that we talk about, but something that we live and breathe every day. I want all students on campus to show up as their full selves and feel better too. Now I have three main goals that I want to talk about. My first goal is health promotion and education, because a lot of students don't prioritize wellness because they simply don't know where to start, and I believe education is key to this. To address this, I plan to partner with academic departments to tie wellness into student success initiatives, introduce more educational posts online, and bring experts, peer educators, or guest speakers to lead meaningful sessions. My second goal is to promote student wellness and engagement. I believe that wellness can't exist without student engagement. I want to make wellness events fun and approachable, and to do this, I want to improve social media presence with consistent visually appearing promotion, and to create fun and approachable events. My final event is probably my biggest goal, is safety and sustainability in Wellness Week. This is one of our biggest responsibilities, and most students look forward to this. So my goal is to make it SSW Week organized, exciting, and well-attended. And to do this, I want to start planning early, which I have been doing, with a clear timeline and assigned roles, increase collaboration with campus partners, and improve marketing through digital and in-person outreach. Now, just to end things off, I want to leave some final thoughts with you. I'm so grateful to be considered for the position of Director of Campus Wellness. This department is truly where my passion lies, and I would be honored to continue serving our students in an even greater capacity. I believe that with dedication, collaboration, and creativity, we can make wellness feel more accessible, supportive, and meaningful for every student on campus. Thank you.
Alrighty, does anybody have any questions for the nominee at this time? Alrighty, seeing none, we're gonna be moving into a debate. You're entitled to remain present if you choose, or you can simply step out. Does anybody have any points of debate or conversation at this time? Cool, with that being said, we're gonna be moving on to a vote for agenda item 12A. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions? Oi. In the chamber, the ayes have it, and that nominee is confirmed. Agenda, moving on to agenda item 13, there are no vetoes at this time. Moving on to agenda item 14, there is no business to be considered. Moving on to agenda item 15, the bulk of our meeting. Alrighty, with that being said, I'm seeking motion to approve agenda items 15A through G through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Parliamentarian Issa. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Speaker Pro Tempore Moss. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? With that being said, agenda items 15A through G have been approved. Alrighty, moving down to agenda item 16A, SR 93, a resolution to enhance campus health service awareness via liberal arts fit. And I'll read out the motion of fast track as follows. We're going to be considering agenda item 16A and B at the same time due to the fact that they are in the same fast track memo. Dear Speaker Ackland, esteemed members of the Senate, I am excited to introduce two important pieces of legislation to the Senate. Number one, SR 93, a resolution to enhance campus health service awareness via liberal arts fit. And number two, SR 93, a resolution to inform the COLA student body on the services provided by the Student Health Center via academic advising and the COLA Student Hub. I respectfully request that these resolutions be fast-tracked before the end of the semester. Both pieces are versions of my intern project from the 92nd session. Since last October, I've been in close contact with key staff at the Student Health Center, including Malia Sanderson and Cheryl Hug English, as well as with, as well as Barini Chambers, Director of Nevada Fit, and our Liberal Arts Administrative Faculty over the past year. I've worked closely with these teams to identify ways to better inform students about the resources provided by the Student Health Center. The Student Health Center offers a wide range of resources that students are already funding, yet many incoming scholars are unaware of them. By improving communication, we can ensure that new students are safer, healthier, and more comfortable on campus. The first piece I would like to fast-track regards SR 93, Enhancing Campus Health Service Awareness via Liberal Arts Fit. This resolution establishes a mandatory and universal method of communication to inform students about the Student Health Center. From my time with Nevada Fit, I observed that many students, including myself, receive little to no direct information about the center. While pamphlets, skill sessions, and parent presentations were available, there was no consistent, universal, or mandatory method to ensure students receive this critical information. Parents may not remember the services offered months later when their child needs them. Therefore, creating multiple pathways for students to learn about these resources ensures the university is prioritizing student safety. The next resolution, the second piece, I would like to fast track SR 93 informing the COLA student body via academic advising and the COLA student hub. This resolution further emphasizes student safety by integrating information about the Student Health Center into required academic advising sessions for COLA first-year students. These sessions are designed to support student retention and ensure students stay on track for graduation. During these meetings, students review a concise and informative video outlining these services available at the Student Health Center. Because these sessions occur during peak illness periods such as flu season, they provide a timely opportunity to inform the students about the center's resources. Additionally, this video will be uploaded to the COLA Canvas Student Hub, allowing students to access it at any point during their academic career. After months of collaboration with COLA administrative faculty and Assistant Dean Christy Van Gorder, all parties are ready to implement this initiative efficiently and effective. I'm eager for any discussion on these resolutions, and I'm happy to answer any questions. Regardless of the Senate's decision, the outreach and planning over the past year have ensured that these initiatives are fully prepared for implementation. Both COLA administrative faculty and the Student Health Center are committed to producing the necessary materials and hosting liberal arts FISH sessions. These resolutions will also encourage other colleges to explore ways to increase Student Health Center representation for their students. Thank you very much for your time, consideration, and continued support of initiatives that prioritize student health and well-being. I look forward to collaborating with you to bring these initiatives to fruition. Respectfully, Senator Saporita from the College of Liberal Arts. That was a long one. Alrighty. With that being said, I am seeking a motion to fast-track agenda items 16A and B through unanimous consent.
So
moved by Senator Barris. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Calderon. Is there any dissent?
Dissent.
Please state your reason for dissent.
Kind of the same thing as last week. Then why do we need to fast track it when we can just see it next meeting and then it can be implemented still throughout winter break, and then if we discuss it next meeting or goes through committee, then it'll be seen and refined, and I don't know how anything would necessarily impact it being pushed back.
Alrighty. With that being said, we're going to be not doing this next motion through unanimous consent, and I'm going to break down the pieces one by one. So that being said, I'm seeking a motion to fast-track agenda item 16A.
So moved
by Senator Calderon. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Barris. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions? Oy. With that being said, that resolution is fast-tracked. Alrighty. Moving down to agenda item 16B, SR 93, a resolution to inform the COLA student body on the services provided by the Student Health Center via academic advising and the COLA student hub. With that being said, I'm seeking motion to fast track agenda item 16B.
So moved.
So moved by Senator Barris. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Calderon. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions? Oy. Here in the chamber, the ayes have it, and that resolution is fast tracked. Alrighty, moving down to item 16C, SR 93, resolution support of reinstating men's group therapy as a counseling services program. And I will read out the fast track memo as follows. Dear Speaker Ackland, esteemed members of the Senate, Counseling Services has requested that SR 93, a resolution to support reinstating men's group therapy as a counseling services program, be passed in the Senate tonight. During the few meetings I've had with Counseling Services, they have expressed the need for student support to reinstate the men's group therapy program in a timely manner, saying they think it is just as important as the existing DBT program. Additionally, fast-tracking this piece would allow the Senate to express its support for reinstating the program before the end of the semester and the start of winter break. This would grant counseling services adequate time to prepare for the reinstatement of the program before the start of the spring 2026 semester, all with the assurance that the associated students and the wider student body support the program. To be clear, the men's group therapy program was removed and replaced with the dialect behavior therapy, or DBT. Both programs are useful and neither would have been removed. Neither should have to be removed for the other one. Sorry. That is why I encourage the Senate to fast track this piece so this program can be reinstated and we can help everyone across campus, including men who have not had access to such a valuable resource. For these reasons, I am requesting that SR 93 resolution support of reinstating men's group therapy as a counseling services program be fast tracked for immediate consideration and action. Respectfully, Senate intern Michael, how do you say your last name?
Newbell,
and Senator and Parliamentarian Issa. Alrighty. Alrighty, with that being said, I'm seeking a motion to fast track agenda item 16C through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Senator Barris. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Parliamentarian Issa. Thank you. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? With that being said, agenda item 16C has been fast tracked. Thank you for that. Moving down to agenda item 16D, SBR 93, an act to complete Senate reapportionment for the 94th and 95th sessions. I will read out the fast track memo as follows. Dear Speaker Ackland and senators of the 93rd session, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, thank you for taking the time to be here on this beautiful Wednesday night. The purpose of this memo is to ensure that the next session has a successful and efficient transfer of power. SBR 93, an act to complete Senate reapportionment for the 94th and 95th sessions, reflect the subtraction of one seat from the College of Engineering and the addition of a second seat to the Honors College. This adjustment is made in accordance with SAF Title 1, Chapter 101, Section 9, which mandates that the reapportionment of the Senate seats based on changes in college enrollment. This change is important because the Honors College has grown significantly and its representation must be properly amplified with the Student Senate. Thank you once again for your time and consideration. Sincerely, Senator Bowlander from the College of Business. Alrighty. With that being said, I'm seeking a motion to fast track agenda item 16D through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Speaker Pro Tempore Mas. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Parliamentarian Issa. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? That being said, agenda item 16D has been fast tracked. Moving down our list to agenda item 16E, SBR 93, a binding resolution to temporarily suspend Senate rules for winter break. Lovely. Okay. All right, last one. Dear Speaker Ackland, esteemed members of the Senate, in preparation for winter break and to ensure continuity of Senate compliance and operations, I respectfully recommend that SBR 93, a binding resolution to temporarily suspend Senate rules for winter break, be fast-tracked in place for immediate consideration. This type of procedural suspension is customary practice prior to academic breaks and is necessarily to fairly account for outreach, office hours, committee meeting requirements, and the scheduling obligations during this period in which regular Senate operations are paused. This binding resolution narrowly suspends specific rules only for the duration of winter break. Given its routine nature and time sensitivity, I recommend that this piece be fast-tracked and passed today. Thank you for your consideration in ensuring the Senate remains procedurally compliant through the break period. Respectfully, Parliamentarian Issa. With that being said, I am seeking motion to fast track agenda item 16E through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Parliamentarian Issa. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Custer. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? With that being said, agenda item 16E has been fast tracked. Moving down our list to agenda item 17A, SB 93, an act to prohibit self-promotional naming practices. Parliamentarian Issa, would you like to make the recommendation of the committee?
I motion to refer SB 93, an act to prohibit self-promotional naming practices, to the committees on government operations and oversight through unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second,
right? Yeah. Okay. Sorry, I'm a little slow. It's finals week. Second by Senator Kester. Is there any dissent? You made it through unanimous consent, correct? Cool. No abstentions, no dissent. Alrighty, with that being said, agenda item 17A will be seen at the following committees. Moving down our list to agenda item 17B, SBR 93, a binding resolution to revise the discharge procedure for legislation committees. With that being said, I'm seeking a motion to refer agenda item 17B to the Committee on Government Operations through unanimous consent. So moved by Senator Barris. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Custer. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? With that being said, that binding resolution will be seen at the following committee. Alrighty. Now to the bulk of our meeting. Moving down to agenda item 18, second reading of legislation. Moving down to agenda item 18A, SR 93, resolution to enhance campus health service awareness via liberal arts fits. Senator Zapparito, go ahead.
Hey guys, sorry for that long memo. I didn't realize how long it was. I read it at like 2 in the morning. I was just going to say, so this is one of the interesting projects I worked on last session. So I've been closely working with the Student Health Center and the Cole Administration faculty since October 2024. The reason I'm fast-tracking it this session would be, or this meeting would be, to the fact that back in September, Associate Dean of COLA, Christy Van Gorder, called me on Zoom and said, this isn't passing at Senate. I still think this is an amazing idea. Regardless of what happens, we're going to do it. So I was like, okay, I think that's enough outreach for a piece. I think it's enough outreach for two pieces. Everything's already implemented. We need to start discussing in January. We even tried doing this during the beginning of the summer, and all the deans were actually so excited for the initiative that they only gave the Student Health Center 1 month to get ready for Nevada Fit instead of 8 months, which is what we're going to be doing now. But this piece literally just gives a 30-minute session for the Student Health Center to provide all the facilities that the center offers. And if this gets passed, there's some clerical edits that I can address to the secretaries. But besides that,
Alrighty, any questions at this time for Senator Zapparito? Senator Lawson, go ahead.
My question was, will the presentation from the health services, is it only for liberal arts fit, or is it for all of the colleges?
So, the original bill for my intern project was every single college at the university. That's why we reached out to all the deans. Ironically, COLA was the one college that was giving us the most pushback on the initiative. But now that they're on board, I think this would be like the best time to prioritize COLA right now. And then next semester, we can talk about the rest of the colleges, because they're, at least from last summer, they were already heavily in support of the initiative. If that answers your question.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that did answer the question. Now another question. Instead of having this piece only for liberal arts fit, why not just have that piece do all the colleges?
I tried doing that during the summer, and there was a lot of miscommunication that happened with the deans of the colleges, which put a lot of stress on the Student Health Center. So I think just submitting one that gives a little more communication of what we're doing, and then submitting the second one that I guess globalizes it throughout the rest of the colleges would be sufficient. There's also a lot of colleges such as Science and Public Health that already know about the Student Health Center. So I thought prioritizing certain colleges, maybe next semester, like getting a resolution that addresses the business and engineering, would drastically help the student body, at least with the information of the Student Health Center.
Senator Custer.
Awesome, thank you. I just was curious, were there deans that specifically that you reached out to that were specifically opposed to this, or were they just trying to basically have a hard time communicating if they were on board or not?
So, the only issue that we actually had was possibly saying no last year was COLA. The miscommunication I was mentioning during the summer, I sent out a mass email to all these deans, and I was stating that this initiative wouldn't be for the 2025 Nevada Fit, it would be for 2026, just to give more time to the Student Health Center. And it was probably the way I worded it, they thought I was saying let's do this for 2025 Nevada Fit. So they're like, okay, we're gonna give all these times to the Student Health Center. And then that's where everything fell apart for a second. If that answers your question.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it does. I guess I'm curious too. Like, if the only college that was opposed to it originally is on board, then I'm curious why you wouldn't just make this generalized if all the other colleges didn't have opposition to it.
I want to make sure that the Student Health Center can do it. I think it's going to be very quick discussions in January, seeing how much specific information they need, seeing how much stress it's going to put on them, and then be like, okay, you guys ready for this? You know, we can reach out to all the other colleges.
Any other questions? Senator Barger?
So you foresee doing another resolution or multiple next semester for the rest of the colleges?
Probably just one more, if yeah.
Go ahead.
For all of them?
Yeah.
Any other questions at this time for Senator Saporito? Alrighty, with that being said, we're going to be moving on to a debate for agenda item 18A. Are there any points of discussion or debate at this time? Senator Custer.
I think this is a really great idea. I think that as even a senior, I think that a lot of the opportunities and also services that the health center offer are not very well known. I think that adding this is a great idea. I would say that if you're going to do it, I think that it would be better to do it for the whole college. Because again, our resolution is just saying we support this. And I don't fully understand why saying we support it for just one college makes more sense than saying we support it for everyone. And then, you know, the colleges that choose to take that, it's kind of their choice, right? But at least we're saying we support this for every college instead of just one, in my thought.
Would you like to respond?
I understand what you're saying. So I guess I'm prioritizing Clover right now is because they were the hardest one to get. And so far, this is the department or college I've done the most outreach with on the matter. And one of the questions that was offered to this, the multiple deans and the multiple colleges is it obviously it will have an impact on information being spread. If there's a presentation, more students will know about the facilities. They were asking, has there been a test run or a pilot run? So I was thinking, this can serve as a test run, this can also serve as a message to the rest of the DC. We'll really want those things.
Senator Calderon, then Senator Castro.
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to voice my support for this. When I was an intern, Senator Zafir was working on this piece, and I think he's done a great job over the last year connecting outreach. I do like the point of it might not make it generalized, but then again, correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe he's trying to just make sure this is like a test trial and just show that, hey, we can have this happen in the Lawrence bit. And correct me if I'm wrong again, but you're going to take that one successful trial and implement that with another benefits, right? Awesome.
Cool. Senator Castro.
I don't want to repeat it, of course, but I will just say, in regards to some of your customers' concerns, I think the College of Arts and Wilson College is uniquely, you know, we're so big, and a lot of the students are not necessarily majors that require them to be aware of these things, and COLA doesn't usually, you know, push these things, make sure that, you know, College of Public Health does more. And I think it would be very beneficial for COLA to have this, so I absolutely agree we should continue on with it. I just want to speak for support in this regard.
Senator McAndrews and Senator Lawson.
Yeah, I like this piece. I think it's really important that everyone knows about the like services that are offered by the health center. One thing that I'm a little confused by is if they're already doing it, then like why is this a trial run? First of all, and then second, if it's a trial run and then it doesn't work, then like what's gonna happen to the piece if you pass it? Right? Like, so why can't we have a trial and then there's like a dean that can attest that it works and then revisit it and then use it for all the colleges? Especially if it's already implemented, then just saying that, hey, this is something we need to keep an eye on.
Senator Lawson.
I do think this is a great idea. I hope to see it roll out to all the colleges. My only worry is that I would hope that a new resolution for the rest of the colleges is rolled out in time so that it will be implemented for the 2026 year.
Senator Custer.
Yeah, I'd like to, like, I definitely support this, especially clarifying that it's a test run, I think is a great point. As long as it, I think maybe it might even be worth mentioning something about that, like this is a test run and eventually to expand this, but I definitely agree that I would definitely support this as long as we say that we would like to extend this, at least saying that we would like this to happen at other colleges, even if those deans don't do it, but just saying that we support a resolution to do that would be good as well.
Any other points of debate or conversation at this time before we move on to a vote? Senator Dayton.
I just want to point out that he has on the list like all the deans for all of the colleges, so they will be made aware that it's happening sometime in January. So I'm going to support this.
Any other points of debate? Senator Saporito.
And I can I can reach out to all of your deans to make sure they know that we're reaching out to what we want versus across the university. But if it is confusing from the last resolve clause, it says this effort will be part of the long-term initiative. If that helps.
Okay.
And then I was just there's no more points of discussion. I'd like to strike out just two parts.
Go ahead.
Okay. I motion to strike out line 8, whereas the dissemination of information regarding health services is not currently prioritized despite its value for students, through unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Barris. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? Or that being said, that amendment has been made.
I would also like to strike out item number 9 of line 16, sick notes, unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Calderon. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? Or that being said, that amendment has been made. Senator Saporito, do you have any other amendments you'd like to make? Cool. Any other points of discussion or debate on this time before we move on to a vote? Cool. With that being said, seeing no more points of discussion, we're moving on to a vote for agenda item 18A, SR 93, a resolution to enhance campus health service awareness via liberal arts fit. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oy. Here in chamber, the ayes have it, and that resolution has passed. Already moving on to agenda item 18B, SR 93, resolution to inform the COLA student body on the services provided by the Student Health Center via academic advising and the COLA Student Hub. Senator Saporito, go ahead.
Thanks, guys. I'm really bad with Senate names, first bill names, sorry about that. But this piece is more specified to COLA because I don't know the specifications behind the College of Business or College of Science. Or at least for the COLA freshman and first year students, they're required to do mandatory academic advising sessions where they have to physically go to a building and talk to their advisor to get more classes up for the next semester. I was informed this is, helps assure retention rates stay positive throughout a scholar's academic year or academic career here. This piece, which has also been agreed on by the COLA administration and the Student Health Center, offers an additional like 1 or 2 minute video re-mentioning to the students during those mandatory academic advising sessions that the Student Health Center exists. It's for them, they're already paying for it. They don't have to do co-payments. Yeah.
Alrighty. Any questions at this time for Senator Saporito? Senator Custer.
Just one question, thank you. It's possible to make this video send out to all the colleges too, just, I mean, not in terms of the bill, but if they do make this video and everything goes well, can it be sent to it? I remember seeing something about that, I think, but I just want to make sure that's the plan.
Any other questions at this time, Senator Dayton?
So, in the resolve, it says that the video will be provided and implemented via mandatory academic advising sessions. So in academic advising sessions, are the advisor and student like sitting and watching the video together?
There's already a video that students are watching during that, so yeah, I would just add like another minute to that video.
Any other questions at this time? Alrighty, seeing none, we're going to be moving on to a debate. Are there any senators who would like to start us off with a debate? Alrighty. Seeing none, we're going to be moving on to a vote for agenda item 18B, SR 93, a resolution to inform the COLA student body on the services provided by the Student Health Center via academic advising and the COLA Student Hub. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oy. Here in the chamber, the ayes have it, and that resolution has passed. Alrighty, now we're going to be moving on to agenda item 18C, SR 93, a resolution in support of reinstating men's group therapy as a counseling services program. Does the body get permission for Mr. Newbell to speak?
Yes.
All right. Please use the mic.
Yes. Hello, Michael Newbell, for the record. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you all today. It means a lot to me. Over the past several weeks, I've met twice with counseling services, and in both the meetings, they've expressed a strong support in bringing this group therapy back. They state that it was never their intention to get rid of it in the first place. They were basically given an ultimatum between DBT, which is a regulating emotions. For anyone that didn't know, if you have trouble regulating your emotions, you can go to that. And the DBT therapy just had a higher rate of like showing up. And so they were basically forced in a way to get rid of men's group therapy, but they do want it back. They never wanted it removed. And so they have a strong support in getting it. And this program served as an important space for men on our campus to express themselves, especially the incoming men from across the nation who come here from California, Oregon, even people from like the East Coast. Incoming freshman men have a really hard time making this adjustment and being okay with expressing their emotions. I know multiple of my male friends who had the same thing. I know multiple of my male friends who still feel like they can't express their emotions because they're a man. And so this group therapy is really important to not only them, but to everyone, because what they learn in this group therapy, they'll be able to pass on to the next generations or the other men in their lives that don't have the same opportunity as they do to go to this group therapy. And so in passing this, it would mean a lot to the men on campus and just everyone around them. Thank you.
Alrighty, thank you. Now we're going to be moving on to questions. Parliamentarian Issa will take questions at this time due to the fact that he is the sponsor of the piece. Does anybody have any questions at this time? Senator Custard and Senator Dayton.
Awesome, thank you. Very impressed. This comes from an intern. That's awesome that you guys are doing this already. It's really awesome. My question is that what was the original reason that it was, he said something about it was, they gave him like an ultimatum. Was it financial? Was that the reason that they originally canceled these?
I believe so. Due to stringent budget cuts, that was the reason why they had to choose between either the men's group therapy program or the DBT program.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. Just follow up to that. So has that budget issue been resolved then? Is that like, do they have the budget for this now again, or is it going to run into the same issue where they have to pick now one or the other?
That's a great question. It's not one that I've actually answered as of right now. But I'm just assuming based on the fact that they want student support to bring this back, that is something that has been resolved, and they have expressed their ability to bring the program back after winter break. So that would be my assumption. I do not have a solid answer for you regarding that question, though.
Oh, yeah. Cool, thank you.
I have a question, actually. This is in the Department of Counseling Services, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'm guessing Senator Custer answered your question based on the fact that they're able to bring this program back was from the last Board of Regents meeting when they had a fee that was passed, and they came back, I believe, in October, and they presented to this table, and they gave us kind of a budget breakdown of everything that they've been able to do in the past year since that fee has been passed. So I'm guessing that's the reason of why. Senator Dayton and Senator DeBarger.
How are you? Custer asked my question.
Senator DeBarger.
So whose decision was it to take it away? And also, I might have missed it when you were speaking, but when was that?
I know whose it was.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Tony Bell for the record again. It was the director of counseling services. It wasn't really something that they wanted, but it was something that they were made to do. And then, sorry, what was the other part of that question?
When was that?
If I remember correctly, that would have been, I think she said spring of 2025 is when it was taken away, but we had it in fall of 2024. And then there's also more other two, the reason why it got canceled too.
Yeah, okay. I'm not, just for the record, I'm not restricting you from speaking. I'm only saying that Parliamentarian Issa is able to answer questions due to the fact that he is a sponsor.
Okay. Michael Newbell for the record again. Also to go off the other question, it wasn't just finances, it was timing as well. So they were having a really hard time fitting this group therapy into their already tight schedule, as well as with what they call specialists. So each group therapy has one therapist that is what they call a specialist in that field. And they were having a really hard time fitting both DBT and men's group therapy in. And now they have the resources, and that's another reason why I would like to get this passed today, because even Director of Outreach, Alexis, or Carla, who I've met with, she said that over the break, it could give them time to work on getting that fitting into their spring semester schedule.
Senator McKay, or Senator McAndrews, I thought it was. Sorry, thanks. Apologies.
No, you're all good. We look very similar, so.
I'm sorry.
So I know they're pretty data heavy at the counseling center, and they have an interest form of like, these are the groups that we can offer. Do you know by any chance of, like, what those numbers look like on this giving group?
I unfortunately don't know the numbers off the top of my head. Not off the top of my head now. I don't know those numbers.
Any other questions at this time for the authors? Senator Barger.
So it was taken away for financial reasons, not because of lack of interest.
Financial and, like I said, the space. There's a lot of group therapies, and it was hard for them to kind of fit it in. Now they have both those resources covered. And as far as interest goes, there was a smaller interest compared to DBT, which is why the DBT therapy was chosen. However, I've also talked with multiple men around campus, my friends' friends, that kind of stuff, and they've all said that if it was back and properly advertised, that they would go to it. Because even Carla from Counseling Services stated that when 2026 or when 2025 spring hit, she felt that it could have been advertised a little bit better around campus because a lot of men just didn't even know it existed in the first place.
Any other questions at this time? All right, seeing none, we're going to be moving on to a debate. Are there any points of discussion or debate at this time? Senator McAndrews.
Okay, I love the counseling services. I've used them myself, especially like different groups that they offer. They can be very like meaningful and impactful for people that go to them. I also realized, too, that therapy is a little scary, especially for young men, and they're not necessarily, like, safe places to do so. Sharing emotions and processing emotions are really hard. So I very much support this piece. Yes.
Any other points of discussion or debate at this time? All right, seeing none, we're going to be moving on to a vote for agenda item 18C, SR 93, resolution support of reinstating men's group therapy as a counseling services program. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oy. Here in the chamber, the ayes have it, and that resolution is passed. Alrighty, congratulations. That is the first piece of resolution passed by an intern in the 93rd session. So congratulations, Mr. Newbell. Alrighty, we're pretty much almost done here. Moving on to agenda item 18B, SBR 93, an act to complete Senate reapportionments for the 94th and 95th sessions. You want to? Okay, go ahead.
As the Vice Chair of Government Operations, I can talk to this a little bit, especially with former knowledge as a former Director of Student Elections and Democratic Engagement. This piece of legislation is procedural. When it comes to reapportionment, we have to reflect that in our SAS, and the legislation that Chair Bolander has written does so. If this legislation does not pass, it does not change apportionment. That is how the Senate is apportioned per the laws of the Constitution and by the powers of the president. But this just makes sure that it is reflected in our SAS that engineering will have 3 seats in the next two sessions, the 94th and the 95th, and the Honors College will have 2 seats in the 94th and 95th sessions. This also has to be passed tonight as elections. As soon as we come back, filing opens on the 19th, and thus we have to make sure that law reflects or that the elections reflect our law. And so for us to pass this, that makes sure that we can make sure those seats are open in the next session when we run for re-election, President, Vice President, and Senate. Is there any, I'll move on to questions.
No? Never mind. Any questions at this time? Already seeing none, we're going to be moving on to a debate. Are there any forms of debate at this time? All right, seeing none, we're going to be moving on to a vote for agenda item 18D, SBR 93, an act to complete Senate reapportionment for the 94th and 95th session. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oy. Here in chamber, the ayes have it, and that binding resolution is passed. Alrighty, our last binding resolution of the semester, of this meeting, of the year. Very poetic, very, very sweet, very serene. Parliament Senator Issa, go ahead.
Good evening, Senators. I'll keep it short. All this binding resolution does is we're making it so that way over the break we don't have to meet, we don't have to conduct outreach. That's literally it. So I stand up for questions.
Any questions at this time? Right, thank you. If you guys do vote no on this, it does make my job a lot harder, so I'd appreciate if we could all vote yes. Very appreciative. Moving on to a debate, are there any forms of debate at this time? Alrighty, seeing none, we're going to be moving on to a vote for agenda item 18E, SBR 93, a binding resolution to temporarily suspend Senate rules for winter break. All's in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All's opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oi. Hearing chamber, the ayes have it, and that binding resolution is passed. Alrighty, almost done here, guys, and it looks like we're going to get out of here before 7. So, cool.
Yay.
Moving on to agenda item 19A, Senate committee changes and additions at this time. Are there any Senate committee changes and additions at this time? Cool. Moving on to agenda item 19D, Senator reports. Are there any Senator reports at this time? One, two, just two? Alright, Senator Barris, then Senator DeBarger.
Alrighty, good evening everyone. Happy Dead Day to all that celebrate. Today, Senator Saporito and I presented Faculty Senate to discuss our piece, SR 93, a resolution in support of affirming the value of non-professional degrees. We gave a brief presentation and opened up the floor for collaboration for this piece. It is vital that we support undergraduate student body in whatever field that they decide to pursue. This was a great opportunity and I look forward to close collaboration in the future. Additionally, today I met with Environmental Health and Safety to discuss their thoughts on my piece, SR 93, a resolution in support of the creation of a peer safety group within the School of Public Health. We discussed how volunteers in this program would be more so of support to EMS/officers at events on campus and what kind of training our volunteers would need in order to build a greater structure within the program. Mr. Carpenter also suggested I meet with risk management on campus to see if there's any further liability I need to consider as the creation of the program progresses. And yesterday, I met with Claire Lynn, a high school student in the Davidson Academy and founder of the Condom Collective on UNR's campus. We had a productive conversation about possibly putting an emergency contraceptive / EC vending machine on campus. I went ahead and started drafting a resolution to go through with installation, SR 93, a resolution to support the installation of an EC vending machine on campus. These vending machines help provide a confidential, lower-cost way for students to access emergency contraceptives and other sexual/reproductive products, and can be extremely accessible to students if they do not have the means to travel outside of UNR. Across the United States, there's 125 campuses that currently have one, allowing students to receive condoms, emergency contraceptives, and other health products. We'd be the first campus in Nevada to have one if this go-ahead goes in the direction I want it to. We also discussed expanding the menstrual product initiative across campus and getting in contact with OnFlow, a company that distributes menstrual products and bathrooms everywhere because no one should have to resort to using toilet paper as a period product. Already, pads and tampons are being distributed in the jail and KC and other miscellaneous buildings across campus. Our hope that eventually all bathrooms will have supply for our students, faculty, and visitors on campus. I really apologize for the long blurb, but let me know if you guys have any questions. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Senator DeBarger.
Hi, guys. The last time drives are coming. Thank you, Senator, for helping me put out with the boxes and everything. So if you have a lab coat that you don't need or you're graduating and you don't need it anymore, please donate it.
All right, thank you. Any other Senator reports at this time? Senator Lawson.
Like I said last meeting, I'm working on a resolution in support of the creation of a student advisory board for college engineering. So if anybody has information on their own student advisory boards for their own colleges, I'd really appreciate the information. And then also, I am attending a summit dinner tomorrow with athletics alongside a few of my other senators. And it'll be with Jeff Shoji. I think I'm saying his name right, I hope so. Yeah, of Nevada Athletics. It's basically just talking about collaboration, game day involvement, and future partnership opportunities. So that'll be really exciting. And then this past Sunday, I was elected as president of my fraternity. It's also really exciting.
All right, thank you. Any other Senator reports at this time? All right, I'm not going to spin the wheel because it's Dead Day. Happy Dead Day. And it's finals week. You know, I bet you guys are all doing amazing things. I can't wait to see you guys next semester. You guys have done great this semester. It's been great for the past, what has it been? It's, 7 months?
Eight months?
Yeah, 8 months. It truly has been a treat to be your speaker. We still got 4 months left, but Being in this job, sitting in this chair has truly been a gift, and I appreciate every single one of you because every Wednesday I've been here for the past long time. And I'm really appreciative that I got to be able to spend a good portion of my Wednesdays with you guys. You guys have been an amazing session. Like I said, sounds like we're at the end, but I promise you it's going to be right there before you know it. Any other Senate reports before I move on to comments and announcements? Cool. Moving on to agenda item 20, comments and announcements. Are there any comments and announcements at this time already? Holy. All right, we'll go to Senator Custer, Senator Lucchese, Senator McAndrews, and Senator Maselli.
All right. Unfortunately, it's that time where I have to officially resign from the Senate. I wish I could continue to serve the students, but unfortunately, I'm no longer eligible due to my graduation. It has truly been an honor to serve with you all and work to make this university a better place. I've learned so much and am truly grateful for the opportunities I have had to collaborate with fellow senators, faculty, and most importantly, students. I'd like to say a special thank you to Speaker Ackland for all your guidance and help, Senator Kitsch for sitting next to and putting up with me each meeting, and Speaker Pro Tempore Moss for convincing me to join this body in the first place. Thank you all for all your help and support. It's been an amazing journey. Even though I'm graduating, I'm going to continue my academic journey here at UNR, pursuing my master's degree in mechanical engineering. I will be around, so please reach out if you need anything at all. I'm always happy to help in any way that I can. I want to leave you all with a note. Remember that we are the voice of the students. The work we do is critical for student voice and the future of this university as a whole. Please remember this and continue to diligently serve the student body. Thank you all so much.
All right, Senator Lucchese.
I just wanted to say thank you to everyone that I've worked with in my time here. When I came in the 92nd session, I didn't know a lot, and I was met with a lot of help from so many people. I can't name everyone, but I appreciate everyone for helping me, watching myself grow personally, and it's been just as fun to watch everyone else grow in their individual fields. It's a great thing to watch. And along with that, I've appreciated every moment in helping the students, and that's been a great part of it, but along with that, I've appreciated my personal relationships and connections I've made with everyone here at this table, the association as the whole professional staff. Those are things I'll cherish, you know, for the rest of my life, and you guys were all such a big part of my college experience and growth, so I really appreciate you guys for that. Continue the great work and speaking up for students. It's very important to have someone that represents the unrepresented people, and I think that you guys all do such a great job, so continue to do that. And always reach out to me. I see all of you guys as my friends, not just colleagues. So I appreciate your time, and thanks for sharing every Wednesday together. So I'll miss you guys.
Senator McAndrews.
Okay. I need to say, like, you, Speaker Ackland, of, like, my right and my left, right? Like, but both of them are going to be gone. And one of my favorites in budget and finance is also going to be leaving as well. I just want to say, Chair Maselli, you have been an amazing chair. You have honestly really inspired me in budget and finance. Senator Lucchese, you've been my, Senator table neighbor. Does that make sense? Yeah. One thing that really stuck out to me the very first night that we had our like Senate meeting, we were doing a vote, and I was voting against something that everyone voted with, and you're like, no, that's good. Like, so it's really made me feel empowered to be like bold and take risks at the table. So thank you. And Senator Custer, I really appreciate all the conversations that we have after budget and finance. It's gonna be missed, and all your voices are gonna be missed. And yeah. Thanks for being my neighbors, I suppose.
Alrighty, and lastly, Chair Maselli.
Thank you for the kind words, Grace. I appreciate it a lot. I'm definitely going to miss chairing the Committee on Budget and Finance. I'm also graduating like these other senators, and I'm off script here too, but I just want to thank all of you guys. It's been a great two sessions, and it's provided a lot of opportunities, and I'm really grateful. I tried to make it work as much as I could to pick up some more classes and continue doing what we're doing. Because I really do believe that, you know, sometimes it feels like it could be in vain, but I think ASUN as a whole, what we're doing, the work we're doing, carries a lot of weight. And I think it matters. And so I just want to encourage all of you guys to remember why you're here and keep pushing forward. I think you guys are all doing a great job, and I'm grateful for you all. Thank you.
Any other comments and absence before I give my spiel? Alrighty. Senator Custer, I remember when you came into the Senate, I believe it was June of this year. You always bring something new and insightful, and every time you speak, I know it's really going to get that table going. So I appreciate you for that. Congrats on graduating. Congrats on continuing your academic journey and a master's in mechanical engineering. I could never. So good luck with that, and we'll miss you. Senator Lucchese, I remember when you joined the Senate in October of 2023, I believe. Or four? Yeah. I still remember your presentation. I remember the first time you sat at the table. And I know every time you speak, it's either a motion to a previous question, or it'll make the table laugh, or it'll be something insightful that a lot of us aren't really thinking about. So I appreciate you speaking your mind. I appreciate you keeping the table going. Senator Maselli, I remember when you joined the Senate in the... Wow, this makes you sound really old. I remember when you joined the Senate last session, I believe, February or March. I still remember your presentation. I remember the first time you sat at the table. I was super stoked the fact that you were running for budget and finance, because I knew you'd do a stellar job, and you have. And I couldn't be more grateful serving as speaker to work with someone who is so insightful and so, I guess, in the know of what's going on, not only with numbers, the budget, and just your role as chair and as a senator. So to the three of you, I wish you the best. I thank all of you for serving in the Senate. It will not be the same without the three of you, and I wish you the best in whatever you may accomplish. So. Alrighty, any other comments, announcements at this time? Alrighty, moving on to agenda item 21, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Oh boy, alrighty, we're really done. Before I move on to adjournment and agenda item 22, good luck on finals, everybody. Happy New Year, happy holidays, you know, Merry Christmas, all that good stuff. Happy Dead Day, good luck, and I'll see you guys next year. Alrighty, so with that being said, moving on to agenda item 22, adjournment. I adjourn the 93rd Senate session of the Associated Students here December 10th at 6:58 p.m. convene both in the Reed and Lunnett Senate Chambers and via Zoom. Happy Dead Day, everybody.